Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Happy Small Business Week, ladies and gentlemen. And as you know, I celebrate small business every week, every day here on the Small Business Advocate Show. And I encourage you to celebrate yourself and your small business all the time. But this is the official week. This is the week that the SBA has chosen to have the official soiree for small business here in our nation's capital, which is where I'm broadcasting from, as I mentioned earlier, my 10th year. This is my 10th year to support the SBA and to help them whoop it up on behalf of small business. But there's another celebration going on, folks. Believe it or not, there's a concurrent celebration, a parallel universe, if you will, that's going on right now. And they actually kicked it off yesterday, and that's the Earth Week celebration. And yesterday, as you know, was Earth Day. And they've decided to turn it into a week. And someone who's here to talk to us about it is a new friend. Her name is Sharon King Hoag, and she's the editor of Verdant Magazine. And she's here to talk to us about not only about Earth Day and Earth Week, but about things that are green. Sharon, welcome to the show.
Good morning, and happy Earth Day.
Happy Small Business Day. Exactly.
It's nice that we really commemorate these things, I think.
It's important, isn't it, Sharon?
It is, to focus on them and take some time to make some special effort to really make changes that will last all the year through.
Well, to quote my favorite, one of my favorite Muppets, it's not easy being green, is it?
Well, that was, they say that, but you know, it's getting easier and easier and easier. Originally, it was tricky being green, and there were all these sort of grim people warning you about recycling and waste. And now,
and if you were a greenie, you were sort of tagged as a little bit of a wacko too, weren't you?
Well, and you were wearing unattractive sandals, and you were hugging trees and what have you. But it's more or less this started in Europe, where they have never been able to take their resources for granted the way we have over here. And now it's really spreading as we become aware of things like those floods last week that we had all of a sudden.
Right.
Gas, I heard it was up 6 cents a gallon last week. And
yeah.
Now there are so many things available that it's getting easier and easier to be green.
We have a new friend that we met a couple of weeks ago, who Scott Molander, who's
yeah.
actually selling furniture online that is totally green.
No
urethanes. Yeah, he's actually is building a furniture product that you can assemble yourself, that stays together and you know, it's pretty sturdy. You can assemble it yourself without any tools. He wants to find his success in that in the furniture industry as a green furniture maker.
There's so many different ways you can approach having green furniture too. For one thing, you can use products that are sustainably harvested, that where the farmers are taking care to nurture the earth and not to use pesticides and fertilizers and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the materials themselves can be natural instead of manufactured. And then you can manufacture them in an ecologically sound way, which is what you're doing if you're putting your own furniture together. And mm-hmm. there are so many things available now. In Verdant this month, we have pictures of a huge footstool that's made of honeycomb cardboard. There are woven basket-inspired lounge chairs from the Philippines.
I saw a table the other day that was made out of recycled tires.
Yeah, and we had
and it wasn't unattractive either, Sharon.
Oh no, they're very attractive. We had a picture in the first issue of Verdant.
Well, now, I wouldn't say this was very attractive. I just said it wasn't unattractive.
Oh no. A lot of these things are very attractive. We have pictures of about 8 pages of new products in the current issue of Verdant, and we had a sofa that was upholstered in recycled T-shirts. It was just gorgeous. Hmm. And then in this issue, we have USB chips The memory drive.
Right, the little thumb drives.
That are encased in real twigs. Someone is doing that.
Oh, really?
In Holland. Yeah, they're beautiful.
How
so
about
you can
that?
Have a sort of sprout growing out of your computer.
Tell us a little bit about Verdant.
We decided, Verdant is published by the same company that does some very beautiful, lush lifestyle magazines. And the word verdant, which comes from the root word for green in Spanish and Italian, you know, vert, verde, what have you, verdant mm-hmm. means lush and green. So it's a magazine that's green, but it's also glamorous or gorgeous. You don't have to be nitty-gritty dirt to be mm-hmm. green. There's so many new things available and so attractive, and we wanted to showcase them in one place so that you don't have to wait for your favorite magazine's green issue to come out once a year, or you don't have to pick
it. And so it's a monthly?
It's a month. It will be a monthly, and it's available online and at Barnes & Noble and Whole Foods and Borders. Mm-hmm. The bookstores are selling it.
And what about the website?
The whole idea is to let you know how beautiful a green lifestyle can be these days.
Mm-hmm. What about the website?
The website is verdantmag, verdantmag.com, and
all right.
You can see on it samples of all the stories we have in the current issue, which actually was published last week on Earth Day. For small business, there's an article about green investing by James Glassman, who's also in Washington. About
James has been on the show before.
Yeah, he's a wonderful writer, and he talks about the opportunities there are because we have such need for so many new products. And that's what the Green Revolution is giving us, all these opportunities. And the trick is to find the garage where the people who are producing the Yahoo of tomorrow, the ecological
right.
Yahoo, are working mm-hmm. away. And
well, the thing that you're trying to do, and I really admire you for this, Sharon, you're trying to let people know that you don't have to be a political, you don't have to have a political stake in this thing. You
don't
have to
have
be
one at all.
And I can tell that, and I appreciate that about you, but you don't have to be highly political about this. You don't have to be emotional about it. Just take a moment and say, okay, if I'm going to buy something, why don't I see if I can find the green option, the thing that's from a renewable source or it's recycled or whatever. Why don't I see what's available there? Maybe it's a better value. Maybe it's a better price. Or if it's $3 more, maybe I'll feel better if I use that and if it serves my purpose. At least that's another option that I have. And I think that's the point you're trying to get across. And I really like that approach. I think that's a very smart and long-tenured approach. Sharon,
oh, really?
Stand by.
I'm
We're
glad
take
you like it.
We're going to take a quick break. Sharon King Hoag is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She's the editor of Verdant Magazine. And we're talking about Earth Day, Earth Week, while we're talking about Small Business Week. Stay with us. We're back at 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our new friend, Sharon King Hoag. Sharon is the editor of Verdant Magazine, V-E-R-D-A-N-T, and that's verdantmag.com, is that right?
That's correct.
That's the website, so check that out, folks. And can we subscribe there online?
You can subscribe online, and you can also get a sample of all the different articles. Because what this is a beautiful lifestyle magazine, and it happens to be green. So there are special green spas. There's an article about a new brownstone in New York, actually an old brownstone that has been totally remade so that it's totally green, just down the block from the Dakota.
Now, and folks, when she says green, she doesn't mean that they painted the brownstone.
No, we don't, although we say that there's so many shades of green, and that's what we mean about your approach to green. Whether you're
right.
a tree hugger or whether you want to ease into eco-awareness, there are so many options, and the more of them you embrace, the better for the planet.
Well, you know, one of the things that I think is that in the business world that I think has been good is 5-6 years ago, on any given day, we would receive 5 to 8 heavy magazines. I'm sorry, not magazines.
Catalogs?
Catalogs is what I'm trying to say. Yeah.
Yeah.
Catalogs. And none of these we ask for. And I would literally apologize to the postman and say, I'm sorry, you're having to carry all these things around. We don't want them. We don't, you know, we didn't ask for them. Mm-hmm. Well, now more and more people are buying online, and we still get some catalogs. I don't think we get as many as we used to.
No, we don't. You're funny. This is an example,
in my opinion, of where technology, because we can shop online more than we could before, and we can find the things that we used to only could find in catalogs. I think technology, see, this is an example where technology is helping the green cause, but you don't hear people who aren't in business talk about those things.
We have a big article in the magazine about recycling, because all of this technology is heaping up. It's got much of it old computers, old cell phones, old printers, and they have cadmium and mercury mm-hmm. and all sorts of harmful chemicals. And I've got four old computers in my apartment right now.
We all have graveyards, don't we?
Yeah, we do. And they can stack up and bury the city of Los Angeles in a couple of years. We figured out if you put
them all
together.
So what's your answer to that, Sharon?
Well, in the magazine we talk about, first of all, when you buy a consumer electronics appliance, you can consider some of the companies that are taking strides to try to use fewer harmful chemicals or to build recycling into the design of the mm-hmm. product. And there was a big recycle day yesterday in New York. I went down. Everyone was bringing in these. They had those luggage racks bringing in all these old computers and printers and things. And they're trying to figure out ways to recycle them. They almost have to be dismantled by hand at this point, which means many of them have to be shipped overseas where they're cheaper labor to do the work that has to be done.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to start taking those things into account, refurbishing them, recycling them, using them longer if we can.
Well, we have the graveyard too, and we don't always know what to do with them. And when we get rid of them, computers and printers and things like that, we try to find people when we give them to them. There are people that we have found now in more than one city who will come and get them, and then they refurbish them and give them to schools.
Yep, that's
so
another good option.
We like doing that.
We have a couple of lists in the magazine about how to buy greener electronics and then how to recycle them, some of the places you can call, such as the ones you're talking about.
Because are more and more companies making green products? I mean mainstream-type companies. Are we going to see this more and more? Are we going to see General Motors and Nike and Nabisco coming out with, and where there's a little symbol that says this is a green product? Are we going to be seeing more of that?
The president of General Motors, CEO of General Motors, is quoted in the magazine, and he says the changes we're going to see are going to be as dramatic as the change from horses to horsepower. and we had a list of the top 10 green Valentines that we did a couple of months ago. There were items from Walmart, from H&M, from now Home Depot just announced last week that it's going to have this whole green product identification code. So it's becoming totally mainstream. And people are becoming totally aware that every time you purchase something, it can be green.
If I'm a regular consumer listening to this show right now, and I say, okay, now, Sharon, you've kind of got my interest, but I don't have a lot of time. I would like to buy green things, but I just don't have time to make this a mission, for this to be
to search all these things out.
Can I fairly easily find the green things that are out there?
Well, one way you can is that the magazine has the green things in every category every month, along with products. And you can start asking when you buy things, because the stores are starting to all have things that are green.
Can I search on Google for green things?
I'm sorry, what?
Can I search on Google for green things?
You can, and that's another way of doing it. But instead of spending the time doing that, we hope that you'll want to just go to a one-stop shopping, as it were,
and I know
on the magazine.
Right now, green is a niche, and I think that's an opportunity for small business owners, don't you?
It's an unbelievable opportunity. There are so many things that small businesses could do, coming up with things that can eventually be the big new thing. Maybe there'll be an individual flying machine. Maybe there will be someone who figures
I'm waiting on that. When I saw that in Popular Science 40 years ago, I'm still waiting on my individual flying machine, Sharon. Hey, thanks for being here. Will you come back another day?
I'd love to, and it was nice to meet you, and happy Earth Day for every day.
And happy Small Business Day to you. Sharon King-Hogue, ladies and gentlemen, with Verdant Magazine. She'll be back. Quick break. Right back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.